Hey, howdy and happy day, President Donald J. Trump. He is busier than a one-legged man at a butt-kicking contest. He gets a lot of stuff done. Each and every day he comes up with little things that actually are big things, like there are two genders and, you know, English is the language now in America and so many other things, little that get big and bigger. But he's a busy guy. Where does he find the time? But he certainly comes up with creative things. The most recent one that I really like, he says, roads are for safety. Safety, not political messages. He's referring to the homosexual, gay stuff that you see at crosswalks, all the different colors like rainbows and so on. And finally, they've come and said, hey, that's not good. There's almost 40,000 traffic accidents a year, and half of them are done or happen at crosswalks. That's probably where people are saying, isn't that nice? Or alternatively to that, what is that doing there? And how come they painted up my town and so on? And then they crash and burn and cha-cha, right? So it's a good thing. He's saying, hey, that's not for political messages. That's to drive on. That's a crosswalk. So get it right and get your political stuff out of here. And good for him. I like it. Now, hey, the big, beautiful bill. What a good name that he came up with. It's passed now. It's passed into law. So many people are saying, eek, it's bad, it's terrible. And, you know, he's lowering taxes. And how dare he do that? And he's increasing this. And he's, wow. But it's his agenda. It's the Trump agenda. He ran on that. 70-some-odd million people voted in favor of that. His job is to make America great again. Don't you people get it? Sure, there's some things in there that maybe aren't the best, but that comes with negotiating with hundreds of elected people. Everybody has to have their say. Put this in and take that out. But the bottom line is, Trump knows how to negotiate. He's put stuff in that knowing is going to come out and not caring. Because I want this to happen and I want that to happen. So now, America has low taxes, big opportunities, all kinds of things. Is it a risk? To a degree, of course it is. Every deal you do is risky. It has a risk attached to it. Will he win? I think he will. I mean, I don't think there's any question about that. The guy's a business guy. He's a capitalist and he's pushing it forward and people are mad. They're mad at him. Get over yourself. There's a whole bunch of elected people here. Smart people. Smarter than Trump, probably. And they've looked at it and they've said, this is good for my country. Not Democrats, of course. They wouldn't vote for anything that's good for America. They sit there like a bunch of dumb heads. Wow, I gotta say. Now, we have liberal scientists who put together this little AI thing about donkeys. People go to visit donkeys, right? Who would have thought? At the right donkey sanctuary. And so these scientists said, we want people to identify the donkey that they like most. Can you imagine how many hours and how much money, taxpayer money, that this has cost to do? I mean, it's amazing. A bunch of jackbutts. That's really what they are. These left-wing scientists. It's not a necessary study. And after they're all said and done, they say only 50% of this is viable and or has worked. And it looks like the other 50% hasn't. Have you ever been to Santorini in Greece? I've been. My wife wouldn't get on the little donkeys to go up the big steep hill. It's a beautiful island in Greece. But anyway, thinking about donkeys, back to jackbutts. And that would be the scientists. I mean, what are they doing? I mean, who does this? Oh, I know who does it. It's not in the big, beautiful bill to fund donkey testing, do you think? No, that would be the government before. Hey, y'all come back. Right is right, left is wrong. See ya.